إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل ضلالة في النار ثم أما بعد. Oh brothers and sisters in Islam, if you were to analyze the hard efforts and the acts of worship of the generations of Islam that came before us, the personalities that were promised Jannah by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and those that exemplified closeness to Allah, as if though they were people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed mercy to on this earth. If you were to analyze their lives, you would notice that they have one thing in common. And that is, not only did they excel in worship, but they looked for particular seasons and particular times in order to submit acts of worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they understood that in the decree of Allah, in the way He formed and He decreed and He legislated time, He selected certain times and certain months in the year whereby it is more easy to worship Allah, whereby it is more easy to find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not speaking about the months that Allah Jalla wa Ala has associated virtue to, like Ramadan or the months of Hajj, for example. But rather, I'm speaking about seasons in the year. Like how Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala an used to say, "Ash-shita ghanimatun lil-abidin." That the winter season is a ghanima, is a treasure, something that is precious, like a war booty for the abideen, for those who want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala an, whenever he would see the winter season, he would say, "Marhaban bishita," welcome, oh, the winter season. "Tatanazzalu fihi al-baraka," in it, baraka, blessings descend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "Wayutulu fihi laylatu lil-qiyam," "Wayutulu fihi al-laylu lil-qiyam," and in it, the time or the opportunity to perform the night prayer has increased, and in it, the time to fast during the days have decreased. And this is why Al-Hasan used to say, "Ni'mu zamanul mu'min ash-shita," a blessed time the believer will find in the winter season. In it, you find barakah. In it, you find Allah Jalla wa Ala extending the time for Qiyam al-Layl. And in it, Allah Jalla wa Ala decreases the time to fast. Oh brothers or sisters in Islam, the Salaf as-Salih, the righteous generations that came before us, they were who they were because they saw these opportunities of ibadah, of worship to Allah, and they rested in the acts of worship, submitting great acts of worship during easy seasons. This is why Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, "Ash-shita Rabi'ul Mu'min," the winter season is like the spring of the believer. In it, the believer finds the different opportunities of ibadat, and he submits him to Allah as if though he's resting in his garden. He finds the different acts of worship, and he submits him to Allah Jalla wa Ala as if though he's resting in his garden. And what did he mean by this, rahimahullah? He meant by this that it's easy for a person to begin his fast at 6 o'clock in the morning, for example, and stay away from food only until around 3:50 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the opportunity to start his Qiyam al-Layl from the moment he completes his Isha prayer at around 6:30 or 7:15. And he has that moment all the way until 6 o'clock in the morning. He can find the opportunity that Allah Jalla wa'ala has given him and excel in it in acts of worship as if though he's resting in his garden. The scholars of Islam, they say, the intelligent believer is the one that finds the winter season and he does two things in it. The intelligent believer is the one who finds the winter season and he does two things in it. He looks for the five precious levels of worship, which we'll speak about inshallah. And then he attaches the hearts of his family members to these five acts of worship. So not only has he perfected himself as a believer in the winter season, not only has he come closer to the mercy of Allah in the winter season by him and himself, but he's brought his entire family, his wife and his children, his parents, and everyone that is attached to him in terms of his love and affection. He's brought them all closer to Allah in the winter season. Has Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu an, when he recite the ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. He used to say, remind them, teach them, call them to acts of worship. And the Salaf al-Salaf used to say, and what better time to attach their hearts to acts of worship than a time where worship is easy in the winter season. So brothers or sisters in Islam, in this khutbah inshallah ta'ala, we'll discuss the five ghanaim, the five precious, noble prizes, the war booty of the winter season, that the servant of Allah Jalla wa'ala should strive his utmost himself to firstly submit to Allah and then bring his entire family, his wife and his children inshallah ta'ala, to make the hearts attached to these five precious acts of worship. The first of them, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, the ghanimatul ula, the first precious noble act of worship, is the possibility, the ability to perform all of your acts of salah. To look after your fajr prayers, to preserve your isha prayers. We're no longer in the season where isha is submitted to Allah at 11 o'clock in the evening, or fajr at 3:30 or 2 o'clock in the morning. The believer wakes up to go to school or to go to work around 7 o'clock in the morning, approximately for the majority of the people. This is the time of Fajr. This is not just the time of Fajr, but this is the time of Fajr in the masajid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the time a person comes home, he's still able to perform his Salatul Isha, not just at home, but in the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The winter season is the time where the believer can protect and preserve his salah. إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ كَانَتْ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ كِتَابًا مَوْقُوطًا. Allah Jalla wa'ala preserved and prescribed and legislated salah at fixed appointed times for the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The winter season is easy for the servants of Allah to find the salah of Allah Jalla wa'ala. He goes to dhuhr, for example, and he can simply wait in dhuhr and find the beginning of asr simply a moment away. And likewise for maghrib. All of the actions of salah are there presented to him in a manner whereby it is easy for him to perform. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to command in a hadith in Abu Dawood, one of the first commandments to command your children by, مُرُوا أَبْنَاءَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ لِسَبْعِينَ. Command your children to perform this salah once they reach the age of 7. وَضْرِبُوهُمْ, and hit them if they don't perform it by the age of 10. What an honorable time, what an honorable season, what an excellent opportunity for us to connect the hearts of our children to salah when salah is extremely easy for them. Not just salah, but salah in jama'ah as well. For our children wake up to go to school. Just before school, they can perform their fajr. Either with you in your homes, in a jama'ah, in a congregation, or taking them to the masjid and performing salat al-fajr with them in the masjid. An honorable time to preserve salah and to preserve that love for the masjid. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man salla al-subh fi jama'ah, whoever performs the morning prayer in jama'ah, he is in the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says sallallahu alayhi wasallam that lan yalij an-nar, the fire would not touch, would not eat upon any single person that performs his salah before the sunrise and performs his salah after the sunset. The salah will not, the fire will not touch or eat the body of any person that performs the Fajr prayer and that performs the Isha prayer. What an easy opportunity to connect ourselves and our and the hearts of our children to these two great salah. Man salla al-birdain, dakhla al-jannah. Whoever performs the two cold prayers he refers to as the Fajr and the Isha prayer will enter into paradise. Will enter into paradise. That's what, brothers or sisters in Islam, during the winter season, we should not at all miss our prayers, especially the Fajr and the Isha prayers. And we should make it a habit, not just for ourselves, but a habit for each of our loved ones, our women in our homes, and our children in our homes. Wake them up when you wake up. Perform salah together in your jama'ah. Perform salah together in the masjid and the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A continuation of this ghanima, a continuation of this precious prize in the season of winter, is to then go beyond the compulsory prayers and to look for the qiyam al-layl, is to look for the night prayer. For the night prayer, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, the night prayer is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed love for the pious and righteous servants of Allah. We can take it, inshallah, as the ghanima al-thaniya, as the second prize or the second precious noble act of worship in the winter season. The night prayer is something that you often find difficult to perform in the summer, for it begins after midnight, 11:30, 11:45 in the evening. It begins extremely late and you only have a few hours, depending upon which Fajr option you choose, to perform and submit the night prayer. But in the winter season, O brothers or sisters in Islam, how often, how easy is it to perform the night prayer? Isha begins at approximately 6:30 or 6 o'clock. And thereafter, you have the opportunity to perform the night prayer however you want. How many families sit together around their dinner table discussing what happened in the day, or perhaps watching TV in the holiday season, watching films and movies? Isn't it the opportunity for the servant of Allah to bless and honor his family by allowing them to perform and taste the night prayer? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, "Afdalu salah ba'da al-fariida," the most noble salah, the most virtuous salah after the five obligatory prayers, is salatul layl, is the night prayer. He says sallallahu alayhi wasallam, "Wa'lam, know, O brother or sister in Islam, that honor comes, the honor of the believer comes by qiyamahu bil-layl, by standing in the night prayer." When Jibreel descended to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to him, "Alaykum, alaykum ya Nabi Allah, alaykum ya Nabi Allah bi qiyam al-layl." It's upon you, O Prophet of Allah, to stand in the night prayer. To stand in the night prayer. Thus, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, take from this treasure of the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu. On his deathbed, he began to cry. And when he was asked, "Why are you crying, Ibn Mas'ud?" he said, "Radiyallahu an, I will miss the winter where the opportunity for the night prayer had extended. I will miss those long hours where I could stand in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." That's what, brothers or sisters in Islam, train yourselves and your family members to find this treasure, the night prayer, especially not just in the winter season, but in this holiday period as well. For how many Muslims lose the two benefits of this, of his siha and his faragh, of his health and his well-being, and his free time? Our children are free. They have freedom at this moment in their homes. They are not bound to their schools or homeworks or assignments. Thus, use them to find the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Use them to find the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Attach their hearts and attach your hearts together in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may have not memorized many ayat of Quran. You may have not memorized chapters of the Quran. So you may wonder to yourself, how am I able to perform Qiyam al-Layl? You can simply recite surahs you have memorized, small surahs, over and over again for every rak'ah. Recite Al-Ikhlas. At least you're performing Qiyam al-Layl. At least you've honored yourself with the treasure of the believers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At least you performed the greatest salah after the Fard prayers. Or even, if you want to hold the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recite from the book of Allah Jalla wa Ala, you are able to do so as well. But perform the night prayer during the season of winter, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed that you have a holiday for your children. The third treasure in the winter season, a treasure that is often lost both for the adults and the children, is the treasure of fasting and increasing in a person's fast. If we analyze that, we spoke about the beginning of the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the daylight hours in this part of the world extremely less, has decreased it dramatically compared to the summer in the winter season. Thus it is the ghanima that is referred to by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as al-ghanimatul barida, a treasure that is easy, as Ibn Kathir explains, or a treasure that is cool, is pleasant for you to take, is very easy for you to take. In a hadith reported by Abu Dawood and Ahmed and declared authentic by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, as-sawmu fi shita' al-ghanimatul barida. The fast in the winter is a ghanima al-barida, is a cool pleasure. It's an easy thing to do, is an easy spoil for you to take. Imagine you're fighting in a battle and it's difficult for you to take the belongings of the disbelievers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He refers to it as a ghanimatul barida. It's very easy, it's as if though the enemies of Allah submitted and handed over their luxuries and their weapons and their belongings to you without any fighting at all. This is how Ibn Kathir explains, ghanimatul barida is you going into a battle but not fighting the enemy. Before you do anything, before you say anything, they submit to you entirely and they hand over all of the luxuries to you. You simply take whatever you want to take. This is a ghanimatul barida. So the sawm, the fast in the shita, the fast in the winter, is a fast where you find no difficulty, you find no hardship. It's a ghanimatul barida. At-Tirmidhi rahimahullah ta'ala, he makes a chapter in his book of collection of hadith and he says, Babu ma ja'a fi sawm fi shita, the chapter of the fast in the winter season. And he brings the hadith of Amir ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu an, who says, qala rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, al-ghanimatul barida as-sawmu fi shita, the easy ghanima, the cool treasure, the easy luxury for you to take in battle is the fast in the winter season. Abu Huraira radiyallahu anhu used to say, ala adullukum al-ghanimatul barida, should I not tell you about the easiest ghanima, the easiest war booty? They said to us, they said to him, qalu bala, tell us. He said, as-siyamu fi shita, the fast in the winter season. That's our brothers or sisters in Islam. The servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should look to not just the fast of Mondays and Thursdays, but should look to the fast of Dawood alayhi salam and try his utmost to submit as many voluntary fasts as possible. Not only that, but he should look to his family members, his children that become 5 or 6 or 7, become around the region whereby they should be performing the salah, and encourage them to act on voluntary fasts. How many children fast the fast of voluntary fasts? Sometimes we think voluntary fast is only an ibadah for the male servants or the female servants of Allah, those who are reached the age of maturity. And we never ascribe or even associate a voluntary type of fasting for our children. Why not? When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refers to as-siyam as as-sabr. Siyam as-sabr. The scholars of the past, they used to say, teach your children patience by letting them fast the voluntary fasts. Teach your children taqwa by letting them fast the voluntary fasts. And what an easy opportunity for them in today's day and age, when their holiday coincides with the winter season. That's all, brothers or sisters in Islam, do not lose this winter holidays for your children, except that you taste, that you enable them to taste a voluntary fast here and there, making them people of sabr, making them people of taqwa, maybe making them people that will be called by the gate of al-Rayyan al-Yawm al-Qiyamah, a gate that has been ascribed and left only for the people who fast in this dunya. Wallahu ta'ala alam. From the ghanaim that we can speak about, the third ghanima Or rather, the fourth ghanima, the fourth treasure that we can take in this winter season is the ghanima of hifz, the ghanima of memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how is this a ghanima, and how is this a treasure or a luxury for the servants of Allah that can be found in the winter season? The scholars of Islam, they say one of the etiquettes or the characteristics of memorizing the book of Allah is to be around an area where you're slightly cold, so that you can think and you can exercise your ability to memorize in an easier manner when it's extremely hot. Not only that, but when the winter season coincides with the holiday season for our children, what better way, what better opportunity do we have to make the most of their daytime when they're not in school, when they're not perhaps being brainwashed by people that have a different vision or different ideology to you as Muslims, to use this opportunity for them to wake up at the time they wake up for school, but to let them exercise their memory and memorize the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen rahimahullah ta'ala used to say, if you want to find people that have excellent manners and excellent etiquettes, generally you'd find, although you may find the odd exception here and there, generally you'd find them to be the people that memorize the book of Allah. For the book of Allah is not just stored in hearts, but it acts on a person's body. That's why, brothers or sisters in Islam, use the winter season, especially when it coincides with your children's school holidays, to enable them to use the morning period where they're meant to be in school, not to throw their time away or to waste it watching TV programs or movies or the like, but let them memorize the book of Allah or begin their journey in memorizing the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We continue inshallah ta'ala with the remaining part of the khutbah in the second part of the khutbah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he explains the reality of the winter season. And he says sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the fire complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَقَالَتْ يَا رَبِّي. It said, my Lord, oh my Lord, أَكَلَ بَعْضِي أَكَلَ بَعْضِي بَعْضًا. Parts of the fire, parts of myself have eaten the other parts. The fire complained to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said to my Lord, part of the fire has eaten the other parts. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave the fire a permission to breathe and breathe out twice in the year. It takes one breath in the shita, in the winter, and thus it becomes extremely cold. And it takes one breath in the winter, and thus it becomes extremely hot. The fifth ghanima, the fifth treasure we can find in the winter season, O brothers, O sisters in Islam, is the opportunity to help and to assist every person, every believer, whether it be from your own family, your extended family, or the ummah as a whole, to find comfort in the winter season. To find comfort in their clothing, in their homes, in their electricity, in their heating, in the winter season. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with the ability to clothe your children and to provide heating and warm water for them in the winter, then praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make your children be raised up praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a ghanima, a forgotten treasure, to thank Allah jalla wa ala for what He has already given you. Make your children and make yourselves aware of the plight of Muslims across the world that go through the winter season and are not appropriately clothed, nor are they appropriately taken care of. Make them thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make them remember the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he would lay down on his bed. In a hadith declared Hassan by Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala, he would thank Allah for the clothing, he would thank Allah for the warmth, he would thank Allah for the food, he would thank Allah for the drink He has given him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A ghanima that is forgotten in the winter season. To appreciate what Allah has given us and to thank and be grateful to Allah Jalla wa Ala. And connected to this is to be a source of help for Muslims across the world, both in your own locality and across the countries, across the entire world, to be a source of assistance for them by providing them food, by providing them water and clothing and heating through sadaqah in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thus it reminds us as Muslims that this ummah is indeed one entire full body. Our brothers or sisters in Islam, the treasures of the winter season are many in number. And this is why the scholars of Islam of the past, the great personalities amongst the Sahaba and those that came after, they truly understood the benefit and virtue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed with the winter season. There were people that surpassed everyone else because they made the winter season like Ramadan. They made a winter season a time where they can submit acts of worship to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Over and over again, they stood the depths of the night, they fasted its days, and they attached the hearts of their children to the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one that loses out in the worship of this season has lost out on a great deal. The one that doesn't nurture the hearts of his children during this season, then you have in front of you only yourself to blame. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who are thankful to him at all times. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to worship him during all times. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to protect our children from the fire. We ask him subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from the inhabitants of the highest level of paradise, Jannat al-Firdaus. Allahumma a'izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma adhill al-shirka wal-mushrikin. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'fu anna. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين قوموا للصلاة.